Hello, everybody. Today's Friday. This is the Indigenous Voices of People radio show on Blog Talk Radio and other channels. I want to thank our sponsors, Doctors Without Borders, the ACLU, and other gracious donors to make this show continue on. Indigenous Voices of People radio show is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 4 p.m. Pacific time.
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome to the radio
Greetings,
show.
Greetings, everybody from Indian country. The women are going to be taking over the show, but before we get started, I'm going to say an opening prayer, and I welcome everybody to the Indigenous Voices of People show, and then I'm going to turn it over to the women, and my Aunt Bernice is going to come on and give you guys a introduction of on whatever issue she wants to talk about. It's all aimed at why the system is the way it is. So here's our opening prayer. Okay, we're talking to you. Hot Hokashila Wakantanka and Petokile, Chalwaste Wahina Zinaha, Wocheke Wakak, Oyate Mitraki Lila Yot Yakyap, Osnitranka. Now Wakanki Lena Isha Chanikyap as Lechins, Okola Kicheki let chanted in the Oichunkyapi. Now Lila Ota Kakishapi, Chapi, Wakans and Taku Kash Lena Hetcha Okitropniki, Mila Haska Kileno Bakwa. A petu kile ho matkhai matuenis ni akele chuno pagloa mani echa woche ke wakage ne ne chet ke hoche na unchi makha ke ne apte apapa pe ko unchi prai won ki chuno un kai tapo na won kata ke wakha khaka ki chi mane te kuta ke etu ana un ke apie le a petu kile chi woche ke huchi ke na tona ho khna ho kuji tipi te khia un pe wo ke ne uchako na ha o kaske tanko osha maza Kyo paniakao ki hena isha woki uchakla. Kya hetsu se ampeti kile hochi chapi. Unshiun kya pie. Ho. Mataki pi. As we start getting on, you women, go ahead and take over Hoover's honor. I'm going to get my Aunt Bernice to come on. And we're going to begin the show most extraordinary. So go right ahead if the other women are on board. Jenny and Rachel, go right ahead.
They're not on yet.
Hello, can you hear me, Tariq?
Oh, you're here. Okay, absolutely. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you through the phone, but I don't hear you through the radio show.
Okay, I dialed this number. Do I need to call the other one?
No, you call the other number. This is
okay.
Just the cell phone. Don't
okay,
call this
I'll call
one.
To the other number.
Yes, ma'am. All right, Kanupa, just continue a little bit while they get on.
Okay, listening up. Audience, listen. This is my Aunt Bernice and my sister Vina. They're going to come on the show right now, so I got them lit up. So, Auntie, taku wagalaki a chinkte, ne e chetke hochi chinkte, lea ke chanupa etcha, masashi pecha, taku I wagalaki a chinkte, tchui neikte. Oh, hey, yellow one.
Yeah. I'm in the British White Hawk of myself, Mother Selector. Ale tak už já I vágla kde, dávka vágla kde, ale přišli, hej, masíkalo heha, kde krásná, pádla jí, yourself while eating this while still careful. She could well and cries up her. You're crying. Dr. Carol was still careful. For Bible is just a gospel character. La Cotia is father level. But she says La Cotia. So La Cotia is a little character. You're crying. I bet you can have a kid. Whenever I'm on that mom, 90 years old, as Rick said, Dr. Gill, you're crying. That's not, Dr. It's a charisma, that's the ignorance now. Who could have said most of the kill? You're crying. I said, well, thank you, my God, you got that kid, thank you, my God. But, now, who could have my own name, because I now, Jackson, those are, you're crying. And now it's a good on the home on your feet. You can't. Did I sound he would call? Did I sound come call a Kosaki? Do any of the askers in a twenty? Shall they have Sandy Sheet on each in a Taku Jack and on each? Shall he got a Kosaki drunk owner? Did I respect your honor? Did I was still going to call? You can't come. What's the answer on come? Dwayne, why La Cosa Coas comes in a little six Jacob Gas and you can't. What's on? 1958, eh? The Akishi Dollar. My car is yours, sir. Manila Kayu Run. My last, Manila Kayu Run, sir. As a Uyuk Field was come. Oh, it's a man, as a sheet are you. It's a one off station. As well, the court like you. It's a Uina, Uina, Uina. As a, why don't I drink on? Why don't I change it? Don't I drink on? As a white kid. He dug like a hwab, he has a. He told me that the oil kid a hwab. Oh, when I had done, he went and had done on a teenager's girl. Taku shita you I shiwe. And that's to where I hear. And that's to where I was shit you can a call. The call no spirits call was shit you can a. And that is you be. No one wonder how you call Azra Kili. To give respect to Gnonim. Gnonim, the quality of Gnonim. After my hair, how it's you. And the court of the world was still guilty. And we weren't going to see no one can be the children. And I had her. After the dark was easy, you know, Simpson and Jay Junko Bell. After was easy, I was thinking. This back was never in the one inch, I was thinking. And now I said, goodbye. It's too finished, it's too finished. The teenagers get on. Yes, from Yana. I was gone, Timothy out her leg in her, and now punish you, sir, because you know, took you a cross from Ghana. We shall stop the head China. Now, then I'm accused of Grenada, and it's very sad, Grenada, and now she does, and I hate you, sir, and I'm going to go, and now it's very changed to a cross from Ghana. Now, Lila. Then Joanne was constant. I had it when I did Greek, it was constant. Driving the Joanne, driving the situation. Then I was shown. The respect can do you have, sir. Brothers and sisters, give that respect, if you honor. Then I was shown. You come out here, Justin. Now it's an honor, it's an honor. Now, yeah, or check it, go out here, you come. You know, when I you come across, it's hard to work with a very shower. You know, which has a, his number on it, which is Dave Carter. I kind of going to control it, so please. I
No, she's still okay. Everyone is listening to her. She's at the oil pillow. She can still go on. Auntie can still talk.
Okay, you still can talk. You can still talk.
For some of you that don't understand the Lakota language, okay, let me break it down briefly for you. Lechalakis et kumiwa ki bogalake ki he wichake. Natako inshan wanke ki le, tako wank pichasniki. Wichoi chake ki le na ampetu ki le, lila wichkosko kam. Natak shicha iyut hapi. Pejuta shicha onam. Peji na taku kas isha mini pecha mini wakha mini shicha kile na echa yutcha. Ho, tu any hechus e pasisa na ocha kiabo kiksni. He on kwi waki i woglaki. Na taku kas he hechus e etu aha. Wola kote e chet ke taku le na wola kha ai kwaki ki hechus e kwi waki nazi. Yo kha taku i woglaki ke he pokata ke toske uskong te kile echa i woglaki. Lila ka kishe na hukishni. Naha, kai chasa kile e honi wichoni ekig na chawana ishnala. Es ni shnazi na lechus e tak tokho kile wangwangwa chipi na taku kiasi na wola kota o khlati ichachi oki hena hechus e tkwi waki inazi. Na lila taku lena wanki ki he wang pichasni wastesni e. Ta lila toski lena ea tuam hanta. Taku kash le wichokhon kit khops ne kehna ka khab e aso am hanta ta komni taku kash ka pi yankte as hechun se i luk chams ne mi taki pe ho kwi wa ki le taku i wog la ke ke he ye chit wichakhe na hak ki wane to ota suta os pe na to ha wichoni ekig na ke hanta ki wa he ki le na shicha wa kokte ho he isha hechun se i wog la ke Taku lena pasise kile nie chetkia wahoni chapi. Na toske lena lutkhokta na is toske lena yakawin tokte kile wolak hote hexus enazi pikte. Ni tuepi kile lechus enazikto. Ho waneto isam na psionka lechus enazi kile lila otechike. As taku gas wasloike ochlate tuiwaki oispe hena wanke. Na heuncha woni chakam. Na ha. Kuja ask inihas ni lechus You na woglake. Now, I'm going to turn it over to my sister, Vina, to say a few words, too. Vina, go right ahead.
Okay. I'd like to thank everyone for listening to what my mom is talking about. My mom just turned 90 years old on June 30th, and I am the third child of her and my dad. I'm 67 years old now. And I've been living with her since 2012. I moved in with her because I had a stroke, and we kind of took care of each other. And now, 2 years now, she had a heart surgery, and she had a stroke. So I'm taking care of her. I quit my job, and I'm taking care of her at home. When I was young, a young girl, I grew up with my grandma, my mom's mom. And, I grew up with her in her traditional ways, how she lived, how she taught. That was our first language, was Lakota, and I learned everything from her. She taught me how to bead and all her stories. She had medicine. And I was, like, with her all the time, every day, until I went to school. That was my second language. I went away for school. I was encouraged by her to stay in school, to be able to speak English and, you know, learn all these Washita way. And I did. I learned how to read and write. Did math, and I did all these things that I was supposed to learn in school, and I graduated high school, and had a really good life with my grandma and with my grandpa. Both grandmas and my grandpa raised her too. I mean, I took care of my grandpa when he died. He died when he was 90. I grew up with my grandparents and my mom and dad, my siblings, my cousins, and my nephews, nieces, and all grandchildren. Right now I have grown-up children with grandkids now, and I have great-grandkids too. The youth nowadays, my generation was in the 50s and 60s. And 70s. I learned a lot of things throughout my young life, but as it came to being a young woman in 1970s, we got involved with American Indian Movement. We went to Wounded Knee Occupation. And I just learned a lot of stuff in our everyday Lakota life. We lived in our traditional I hung on to everything that my grandma taught me, or the way I pray, the way I carry myself. She always prayed with the pipe, and I smoked pipe with her, and I listened to her, how she prayed. And then I listened to mom's, how she prays, too. She prays really, really good in Lakota. Everything she prayed, it was really good. And I try to learn how to pray from her. Sometimes I can't talk too good because I speak English too much. So I'm still learning from her to speak real fluently Lakota prayers. And I really like it that way, and I want to keep that, what I learned, and I want to carry on with my children and my grandchildren. I'm raising my one-year-old grandson, and it's really a challenge for me because, geez, I'm kind of old now. But I want to keep my language, my traditional, my Lakota way of life, and I want to keep my young children and grandchildren. I want to keep them in this way because I really love it. I really like the way I'm living here. I want to ask if you have any questions that you guys want to know, I could try to answer if I can.
Go right ahead. People, if you got questions, come on. Ask my sister whatever you need to talk to her about. Go right ahead. The phone lines are open.
Yeah. Okay, this is Jenny Manyheights from the Pekani Nation up here in northwest Montana. But I want to ask, and the reason why, the purpose why I want to ask this is that how the younger generation are pretty much kind of confused, because we have our traditional people's ways, and then we have the system European ways. So they're confused today. So for you, how you explained it, that's beautiful how you said it. Because once you understand our teachings, I tell the younger ones, and even my children, my family, of what that ain't converted, that our ways are very beautiful. It's a beautiful teaching, very beautiful. So, for you, would you recommend the traditional teaching ways, understanding that the children need to know more than the school today, the white European school?
Yes, I think it's really important to keep it in our everyday life, and that's with the language. Every day, try to use any words that you know. And I really encourage my children to, when I go to sweat, I pray in Lakota, and their songs that they sing, they learn that from Lakota language, from the songs. And the prayers that I say, I try to explain it to them, and they do. They learn because they have that meaning, that love and belief in our Lakota religion, like in a sweat lodge. They really believe in that in their prayers. So that's how they learn. They learn, it keeps it in their heart and in their mind. But also with powwows too, my children grew up dancing at powwows, and they really, it's inside of them, their powwows. They just can feel it with the music. And same with the Sundance songs. You go to Sundance, you can hear the music and the dancing, and they're praying out there. And, you just feel it inside of you. And that keeps the language alive, with the language and our culture, our traditional ways, the way of life. It's just like it should be an everyday life. And that's how I encourage them. One thing that my mom really taught me was that everything is Lakota is Wakan. She said, even the way you speak and out, how you're talking in Lakota, that's Wakan, because their Lakota language is sacred language, and everything is sacred. So that's one thing that I really want my children to know, that I tell that to them all the time. Everything is sacred. All the children, I got a grandchildren that's really bothering me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. We can hear you. You're doing great.
She's pulling on the thing. She might cut me off. If I had a babysitter here, I could.
Leave her alone, Janupa.
Hello?
Well, my sister gets ready to come back on. You guys, listen. My sister Vina was explaining how she feels as a woman. And so for what her understanding is her grandmother on her mother's side gave her a lot of teachings. And in the English language, it's very difficult. I'm that way sometimes too. I'd rather speak Lakota. And it's hard for us to break down certain things that go on. So what my sister has given you, the virtue of how she sees things, and she's right. Just like the question that was asked her, Lakota language should not be taught in school. it should be taught in your tiwahe, your tiksha. In other words, your home. That's where the language begins. In our language, it's easier to say it that way. But in English, the difficult part is nobody wants to listen to it in a home because of the way the fast life is and how America does things. So my sister's going to come back on.
Okay, I'm not
going to
speak too long because I got to carry the baby
okay.
around. They wanted to, I forgot what Jenny asked me.
Well, the reason why I was asking, because we're looking at the whole IRA stuff and what, and this religion that's kind of forced through the school system, because that's what the teaching, you know, the language and the reading, the, you know, the words and everything that goes with it. This is what's really hurting our younger generation. Like people like us, you know, yeah, I'm grateful and thankful. I tell people of who I came from, and that was my grandmother, mainly my grandmother, because one of them carried the knowledge. She was one of the original keepers, not the only one, but one of them that carried and walked with knowledge. She didn't have to use nothing to elevate her spirit to speak knowledge, but she was well known within our tribe. And being raised that way, like you were explaining, but during my time was when they were, this IRA Act was, you know, already going and what, so we were kind of forced into the white school system. Other than that, we were out in the country area, what they call Red Blanket. It's right at the mouth of the glaciers. So my grandparents, they were bundle keepers. And so I was a young kid when we would go to ceremony. I would go to ceremony with them. And how they would speak about this world was all in animal form. So that's why I say, you know, once you're raised with it, you cannot forget it. It don't go away. And that's what the problem is. I see a lot of the younger ones weren't raised with it, so they don't know what's going on. They don't know what the IRA thing is. They don't know what the Constitution really is. They don't know nothing about the treaties or anything. They don't know none of this stuff. They're lost. A lot of them that I talk to, they say that the school system don't teach them nothing about how to live without money, which is true. And they want to know who they are, you know. They want to know our stories, where we come from, you know, the truth of it, which I see today is happening. But it's our own people, too. We're stuck in, you know, both worlds of it. So when people are speaking and they're talking about to bring back the traditions, to bring back, you know, our ways, now today, how do we do that, you know, without people still talking down against this way? They still say it's still demon worshiping and all that, you know, stuff that they say. Muted? Okay, I got muted. Now I'm unmuted. So anyway, I'm trying to push this story towards that missionary guy that made those pamphlets down there and was handing them out on your guys' reservation down there. And these things right there, I look at that as, you know, that's giving us a message. You know? Even with that Pope, and he got that headdress put on him, and that Cree lady was yelling at him in her language to take it off of him. Stop, take it off of him. And she yelled at him that he needs to go home now and gather him with whoever his people are. But she was talking about, you know, that Papa Bull. So all these things today, these younger generations don't really know what's happening, what this is all really about. For us, since they got here, you should know what they're about. Look at all the lands. Look what they did. Nothing but destruction. Nothing about death every day on our reservation today. Find a way to get rid of us. So this is why I wanted to look at the younger generation. How do we help them if we say, well, they're the next generation? The younger ones, you know, even my nephews, oh, the younger ones are going to lead, you know. But where are they leading us to? He wants to lead us to an indigenous people game, you know. How is that going to feed us? How is that going to house us? How is that going to stop the corruption on our reservation? How is that going to stop the state and the government from continuing to come on and come in? So that's why I look at the younger ones today. Well, what are we really teaching them? Some of them say that they try to tell us, you know, how they feel and why, and nobody wants to listen to them. They call us liars. Adults are liars. I think we're at a really critical time with this. Me, I kept my kids out of the school system most of their life. I homeschooled them, teaching them about this world, what it really is and you know, why it's this way, and much as I can teach them what I remember of my grandparents and what the ceremonies were really about. Because I wanted to protect them from that because I got abused in the school too much by you know, the teachers, the white teachers, the white kids, me and my brothers and sisters. So these things, you can't forget those things. That's totally abuse. But I'll let somebody else talk. But thank you, Bernice and Vinyl. I really appreciate you guys. I can't call you guys, but you women.
Uh-huh.
Because women like you help me to understand that what I'm talking about, I'm not a crazy person.
Uh-huh.
So thank you.
Anyone else got questions for Vina or Aunt Bernice? Come on. Introduce yourselves to them.
This is Rachel from Oklahoma.
Okay, Rachel, welcome aboard.
Hello to everybody. What I want to ask is how do we try to pull these kids back away from this society and that religion? I see a lot of them out here trying to do both, but they get more pulled away into out here. And it's like nothing you say. How do you get them to put down all that, the religion, and that to start understanding things and getting back to that way? I mean, I never accepted the Christianity or any of this out there. I just lived because I wasn't born and raised around my tribe. But I was able to see that the kids younger than me tend to more want to run towards this society and that religion. How do we speak to them and get them to not do that?
Connecting to OnStar. This call may be recorded for quality purposes.
Uh-oh.
Your OnStar system is currently inactive, which means that in the event of an emergency, we will not be able to assist you. To activate your system or hear more about OnStar services, say activate. To end this call, press the
Who's that number?
Your OnStar call has
ended.
I don't know who the number that is.
Okay, I have to go through the list and see who it is.
Vina, are you still with us?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else have questions? Listen, people, let me tell you something in English. Okay? When my aunt and my sister, Vina, are talking, people, mute your phones until you're ready to ask questions to them. You see, this is the problem that a lot of radio stations have out there. But we're not there to discipline you and correct you. We need you guys to come on these shows. This is what it's about. Auntie gave a remarkable virtue and story about her living life here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in the community of the White Horse, White Hawk Teospa The White Hawk Kioshpa is just north of Manderson. And so Auntie's one of these type of grandmas that is really strict, and she can get disciplinial. If she gets disciplinial, people, she's going to give you hell. And I love that, too, when she does that. I was raised that way. When my auntie raises her voice, I listen. Because the virtue that Auntie is sharing is giving you the abundance to understand that it's not meaningful for her to do that. She still loves you. She believes in you. She cares for you. And one of the things is she is getting up there in age. And she does need you guys to, you know, give her a call and talk with her or even go to her house and visit her. She's up there. She gets lonely. When we say, Yungshi chaukile echa, that's what we're saying. Oyukshi chekilila otechike. And she talked about white clay, how our people were passed out everywhere. And it's really a bad structure. And so Auntie and my sister Vina took this opportunity to come on to this show to help you guys understand fairness and balance. Wolak hote echetke. So we try to tell you guys it's a meaningful thing that Auntie and my sister are explaining. And if there's any more questions that you have, introduce yourself and what tribe you are and what state you're calling from. I'm going to turn it back over to my sister and Auntie. Go right ahead.
I have a question. For your sister and aunt. Shibirikat alun. Mama. Shibirikat alun. Okay. My mother is asking this question for your sisters and aunt. You are the protectors to better understand about the pipe. The women are the protectors of the pipe? Yes.
Vina, answer the question. Go ahead.
The pipe, the sacred pipe was brought to the Lakota people by the white buffalo calf with some laws, and it was happened in a sacred way. And when we use the sacred pipe the way that we were taught by, and we need the deepest respect for what she told to us. And what happened was that there's two men. One was good, had a good mind. The other one had a bad mind. So the one that was bad was destroyed. So this is our belief that we have to live that way, or else we'll be dead. So if we're not living by that, our whole tribe will be dead by now. There's still some good people that are here. Especially the women, the real good women, they're very sacred. If we're not respected, that'd be the end of our world, I guess. The sacred pipe was given to us for a purpose, to survive, to live. That's all I can, how I could explain it with the pipe.
And that's a beautiful answer that my sister gave you guys. Anyone else? Anyone else have a question?
Yes. This is Jenny again from Montana. For the Pekani peoples up here, the story of the pipe, the Blackstone pipe, because there were two pipes that were given. And through our story, the Okan, the Pekani woman ceremony, there's a story to it, what goes with Scarcy. Gwatsky. And Chanupa, he kind of heard the story himself from some of the ones that went to school with him on relocation that he kind of talks about. But anyway, one of them was Steve Rivas, and I call him Danny Skunkhead. But mainly Steve kind of shared a little bit the story about Scarface. But he wanted to marry this woman. She was a beautiful, a cunning woman. She was a chief's daughter. And so anyway, they said that he had to go ask, you know, ask the chief, which, you know, they looked at the son. The son was the chief, so there was a story to it. Or anyhow, he never came back. So that lady, and then there were two women that were out picking, harvesting or so, and that lady would always look at that one star. She, like, kind of fell in love with that star. So as they were harvesting out there, picking and what, she got struck up by lightning. That lightning struck her. So she was struck up into the camp, the spiritual camp, they say. And so anyhow, so there's a story when she was there, she was Scarface's wife. She'd become his wife. And they also had a son. So he went out harvesting, hunting, or he went hunting or what. And she was told not to pick up this one tulip that was the biggest one there. And the women were told to not let her pick it, I thought. So anyhow, she picked it, but when she was there, they don't use their hands. She used an elk leg, like a shovel. So she picked that tulip. And when it came up like that, there was a beam of light that came. And she got scared because she didn't know what happened. But anyhow, she goes and looks into that hole, and she sees Earth down here. She sees her people and all, and she starts getting lonesome. So she puts it back, but her husband, when he come back, he knew the change in her behavior. He realized what she did because he seen she was acting lonesome or what. She was fat. So he went and talked to become his father, the son, which is creator, they say.
Hello.
Not being guilty. So in that story, she ended up
getting permission
to come back down here to Earth.
Ask questions for
creator's ceremony. And the instructions of the pipe, the black stone, what it was supposed to look like, and the stem, everything. So that's how the Okan, the woman's Sundance, became about, all the stories to it, how the Blackstone pipe came. But in that story, they say that's when the Redstone pipe was given too. Because it's the same, similar thing what Vina was saying. There's a lot of laws and protocols, instructions and directions, how to use things, how to use the pipe and what. But the women were supposed to be the ones to govern that. So when they have the Okan up here, it's the women's ceremony. The men are just helpers. So, yeah, these things are very important to understand, you know, how these pipes came. So I got questioned one time at the Okan. They asked me, one guy asked me, okay, he said, you know, you carry a lot of knowledge. He said, so is it one woman that brought two pipes, or was it two women that brought two pipes? I said, well, no, because it's one woman, huh? Why these pipes were given, because if we didn't have the ceremonies today, we wouldn't understand anything. We wouldn't understand who we are. And this is what, you know, I tell a lot of the people up here, mainly the men, they like to argue with me in the office and what. And I kind of laugh at them at times, don't they? A lot of them was never raised or anything. They're just playing like that. I have to quit playing black people or something, telling them. So none of you guys really sat with those original ones, those survivors and of everything that happened. They had to hide off the ceremony. My grandparents had to hide off the ceremony. My grandma carried a Bible like she was converted, but she didn't even speak English. And she kept her youngest child, my uncle Peter, out in the country because she didn't want him to go to their schools. You know? So he spoke fluently Pekani language. Blackfoot language. I feel like, you know, they knew, some of them knew that these days like this would come, and, you know, it would be very important for people to still know their language and their stories and everything else. So it's like, you know, a lot, you know, and I respect everybody's choice and all those things, but I feel like we already learned enough about the white man and stuff now. We should know what to do now to help these younger ones understand, you know? Because myself, you know, I have grandchildren, and we are homeschooling them, you know, and when I get them and tell them stories about our stories and stuff and our understanding, which my little granddaughter, Leilani, you know, she sees the moon now. She sees, if it's a full moon, she'll say, oh, you know, my grandmother moon is facing the sun, which is her husband. If she sees half of the moon, she'll say, well, grandmother moon don't have no legs, so that means that she's, you know, sitting down, she's chasing him. So there's like stories like that, you know, that if you don't teach them now, then they're never going to understand. They ain't going to want to understand when they become teenagers, because teenagers today are, you know, they're all trying to look for a relationship, huh? So it's like, and then there's competition, and up here it's really bad like that. These younger generations are all competing with each other. Who dresses better? But it's all like, you know, trying to keep up with the Joneses, you know, and they treat the people that were here before them like they didn't do anything in their life. They make it like, you know, they're all lazy and they don't want to go out and work. Like they never, you know, had a job before. They have a really different mentality here. But yeah, it's really sad though. On our reservation, there's a lot of ones that are into drinking and meth and the fentanyl and, it's all kinds of things. But mainly the alcohol I look at caused a lot of death on our reservation. Mm. That was going on way before these other things came about. But now it's just, yeah, it's a sad time for people up here. But yeah. All right. Hopefully somebody else can talk now.
That's a good question you brought up. So, Vina, you want to answer that too?
Okay. No, I forgot what I was asked. I had to take care of the baby at the same time, so I kind of forgot what I was asked.
One of the questions she was asking was about keeping the tradition within the family. And are you being directed about the understanding about the two sacred pipes? Because the Blackfeet people, they got the Blackstone pipe. And then we, down here in Lakota country, we got the Redstone pipe. But really, we also have the original pipe, which is the bone. Huhutchachanumpa. We got that one. So she was reflecting on that, understanding to that.
Mm-hmm. The pipe.
I was explaining the story to the Blackstone pipe, how it was given and it was brought by the woman. That's why the ceremony is governed by the woman, the Okan, they call it. And they have different ones doing different ceremonies. They have the recently the Horn Society from Canada come on this side. And then they have other ones that are kind of mixed, you know. And we have some of them that are, have a bunch of Polish white people there. And I shot one of those ones down. So I know the women have the right to shut them down when they see it happening in front of them. White people are doing ceremonies, and the ones that are just sitting there, you know, because they got money in their pocket now. And my grandmother, too, she was very strict old lady. Her, everybody thought she was really mean, but, you know, she took our ways really serious. So she was disciplined us when we go to the sun dance. It wasn't children running all over. We had to stay in our by our camp, be quiet and, you know, not really make a lot of noise. So, and I miss those times, you know? I truly miss them. When I was at your mom, grandma, ceremony, the sun dance, yeah, I thought it was beautiful. It was really beautiful. It just felt, I don't know, like, it was strong. For me, it was very strong to be there. But, yeah.
Jenny, do you want Aunt Bernice to answer that question for you?
Yeah, if she wants, yeah.
Yeah.
Vina, if Auntie can give her some insight on that, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, about the pipe.
For some of you that were asking questions and really listening to what my aunt was saying, even the Wounded Knee massacre site had become a subject. And it's the white man, the federal government, that's really being, you know, trustworthy in how our people are approaching these things. And so the people that are laying at Chunkpe Opi, better known as Wounded Knee, okay, the people that are laying there that were murdered back in 1890, we are told, just like my auntie said, she's afraid to bother the dead. And that is true in Lakota culture. We don't bother the dead. Whatever is laid to rest with them, you leave them alone. Hey, Chano Sneaky, if you don't do it, a bad vibe and a bad omen is going to be planted on you. She talks about how the sacred pipe was given to us on a principal meaning. She also said that the sacred way of life is in the center of the sacred circle at a sundance. And you have to come to the sundance to understand the meaning of it, why we have that centered pole. For some of you, what she said in the language, I'm not going to interpret for you in English. If you want to learn about it, every August, my Trakoja Joe, he runs anti-sundance. It's called the Tesanwi Wiwangwa Chipi. You're invited to come down there at Chanupa's request in honor of Auntie and my sister Vina. Come down there and camp out and experience the sacred dance. Last year, the buffalo dance was being conducted down there, man. You people missed out on a good dance. But we were there to participate and help Auntie. And this is what we're saying. My sister Vina also interpreted the understanding of how she's teaching her family, her sons and her grandchildren, because she likes to pray in the Lakota language in the sacred Oinikake, meaning the lodge. And that's a common, you know, denominator for our people, because look, people, whether you like this or not, I don't care what tribe you're from, listen. The reason why the women are getting involved in our sacred way is because we men, okay, we don't have the heart to listen to anybody. We don't use our ears to hear what they're saying. And there's an honorable message that my auntie and my sister Vina are trying to help you with. I do urge a lot of you that are listening to tonight's show, it'll be up to you to ask my sister and my Aunt Bernice if they can come back on the show tomorrow night and Sunday night, whichever day is convenient for the two of them. It'll be up to you, the listening audience, to ask that question if you want them to come back on the show. This is your chance to ask these questions. And like I said, only at the Sundance I will interpret what Auntie has told me just now. She told all of us in our sacred language, Lakota, we choye on kitcha pi he wa khan yelo mi ta kipi. He on cha tagani shicha he na ai kwakishni. He on we choye tohan luhab hanta ta tu kash iye che tukte. Na wa khan khan ka kishi mane tu wa hoya ke ki he na nichi khukte. Khan ka wana makha ki lila ta sake osni na unchi makha ki tohan he chus e. Si tola ne naji hanta. In our language, it's a beautiful way to share what we were saying to you. But again, I will share this part for you indigenous men and women that are listening. You women know this. If we're out there on the sacred land right now, as wintertime is here, if you go out there and barefoot and you pray, your prayer is going to be answered. You women know that. And you men, you need to wake up and really listen to your spouse, your sister, your daughter, your auntie, your grandma, your mom. Okay, you still have that in your circle. So what auntie was saying too, long time ago, a lot of the women sat in a circle with the men to listen to the teaching of the oral way. This is what Jenny was asking for my sister Vina and Aunt Bernice to answer, and they did it with honor. We only haki le na haki, we haki ois papi. That honor the women still have. So as we're coming down to the top of the hour and stuff of 6 o'clock, if there's any more questions for Auntie and my sister Vina, go right ahead, people. Ask the questions.
Well,
yeah,
this is Jenny again, and the reason why I asked these things, because I could see the connection and the same understanding of how we were raised and what. Hmm? And that's what's hard for me to have witnessed it, been raised around the bundle, the pipe, and, just being protected and learning, because there's a lot of things that took place, and even that they call it the telescope. That was a really strong ceremony, but these things that that took place when I was younger, and it stays with me. And in our way, they say, Or old ones, they didn't really leave us. Sometimes they'll come and talk to us, and that's what happens. With me, that happens. So hearing your aunt Bernice and Vina, I understand what they're saying. I'm not a converted woman. My great grandma, Sagaki, gave me my name, Apoyaki, and she painted me, and she always paint me. Her house really, what they say, smelled holy, but no, her home really smelled like much, really beautiful smell of sweetgrass all the time. But she was always, she prayed same way every morning. You get up and do their morning song. They're smudging, praying, they're fanning. Remembering all that stuff, that's why I like to hear, other tribe women, talk about, those things, because it's really important it really truly is important. At times I feel, what's real and what's not real, because sometimes you try to talk with elders and stuff, and it's like they don't get it, they don't understand you. Then that, they weren't raised, around it, with it. And you find people that understand you, and it's like, gee, I guess I'm not crazy then. Because a lot of stuff, will go through your mind, and it's like trying to tell you something. And, up here I pay attention to what's happening. I'm watching the sun and the moon all the time now. I watch the sun, how it dances all over mountains, that never was before when I was younger, but now I'm seeing all that. These are the things, part of our teaching, they say, you got to watch. There's a lot of changing that's happening. But it's really hard, to talk to the right people. My main mentor, advisor, is my relative up in Canada, just across the line, up there in the Kainai Reserve. That's the Blood Reserve. So we have to find elders that know our teachings, that understand us and what we're talking about. Coming from Red Blanket, there's a white man that got a piece of land up there, and he come in and started building a white man's camp, a KOA camp there. And the lady that was living there, leasing that land for 38 years, they wanted her to move. she said, and they come in and they tore a bunch of trees down and, you know, just tearing it all up to make a white man's campground. She said, I don't know what happened, she said, but they ran out of money or something, she said. But now, Jenny, she said, we can hear a woman crying all the time. I go, gee, a woman crying. She said, yeah. And she goes, then don't say it's a mountain lion. We know the difference. So anyway, she said she sent her son to go look in those trees to make sure, you know, because sometimes when people walk on that road, a lot of people say they don't like it off that way because it's spooky. And I laugh at them. It's not spooky. It's one of our original campsites when our people would come out of the mountains right there, and they're still there, you know, at times. But now she hears that lady, but they checked, and there was nobody back there. And I said, nah, they disturbed something. I said, that place is the sacred area right there. I mean, but the white man don't care. They don't care about that. They don't care to understand, to really listen to what we're saying, you know. And then now they built a big old wide road there. They call it a super highway. And, you know, it was a nice, beautiful little two-lane, beautiful ride that we always had. All of our people always had that beautiful little ride. Now it's looking like the freeway. And a lot of that beautiful little ride, there are a lot of those trees, you know, they had offerings, they had tithes on them and stuff, you know. And that's how ignorant they are. But you try to tell your supposedly or supposedly leadership, which I keep reminding them, they're not no leadership. They're only a business ship, and they work for the government. They're not no leadership. Because if they were a leadership, they would come out of the office and talk to our people about things that are happening, you know, real things that are happening. They would be advising our people, you know, what to start doing, because look at this government system. They're war-minded all the time, greedy-minded. They just want to take, you know, gee, they play with their lives, huh? When we talk about that center pole for me, when they start talking about, oh, you know, a man named Jesus saved them and what, you know, and I'm like looking at them. And I said, you know who saved me? It was a tree. We were wrecking down that mountain backwards because we had no bridge. A little tree saved us from keep going over a cliff. Yeah, it was a hard impact, I said, but that little tree saved, and my child that I had, and, you know, I was pregnant, and my first son, and his father, and one puppy. We had two puppies, but one got crushed by that seat when we hit. The one puppy, you know, took it, you know, they took that puppy's life to save us, but that tree is what stopped everything. And that's why I respect that tree. And that's the center pole, I tell people. That's what saved my life. And that's where I come from, I tell them. So I know, you know, when they're talking about the center pole, I know that, you know, what they're saying. Well, a lot of people, especially these half-breeds up here, they'll say, oh, those tree huggers and all that stuff, you know. They talk ignorant like that. But when they do that around me, you know, well, I go after them, you know, and then they end up apologizing. Yeah. Like, gee, we still have to, you know, protect ourselves and still have to, you know, correct them. And, you know, because I tell them, too, without that, we would not exist. That's what we're known as in this world, as who. We're not supposed to be known as the Black, Catholic, Christian and all that. That lodge, that ceremony is who we are. That's what keeps our story. That's what keeps us here. That's what keeps us existing. And so a lot of them, you know, all kind of Christianized because their own parents pushed them into it. You know? So there's times like that, you know, that's what I want to talk about. How do we stop that? How do we protect us? How do we give these children a choice of what they want to be taught today. how do we do that together to basically use that teaching, use that pipe in the right way? Because there's a white woman that's claiming she's a white Buffalo Calf woman. Then there's a white woman that claims that she has that real pipe talking on YouTube. And then you have Arvo and his brother fighting over the pipe. I mean, I'm like, all right, well, which one has it, you know? And why are you fighting over it? You're not supposed to be doing that. You're supposed to be treating it like a child. You don't get the cops to come remove something. And it's crazy like that. So we don't even understand. Even up here, the one that's up here that was given is right there in Canada, across the line. But they don't allow no white people. They said they try to keep it original as it was given. That's the only way it works for us. These things are very important. Gender ones on our side, they're all into the hallway stuff and sports stuff and all this, you know, school proms, and, you know, very few are in the ceremonies, involved with the ceremonies. Now I guess it's starting to build, so I say, you know, once I see it more and more, it means our prayers are being answered, you know, because they're trying to get rid of all of that. All of these elders that carry that knowledge are trying to get rid of them. Well, yeah, so this is very important because myself, you know, I have to tell my own relatives and stuff that talk like that towards us, talking about the ceremony, oh, the devil demon, you know, So I have to go at it with them, you know, about everything like that. So, those days are over with, you know, stop. Those days are completely over with. But if you feel that way, pack your, you know, stuff and get the heck going. But take your crosses, but you leave those feathers, because that's the, because in our story, it was Pitaaki, that feather woman, eagle woman, that brought the pipe, the ceremony. She brought, you know, what it was supposed to be, how it's supposed to, you know, look, and everything. So that's why the feather is very strong for us. One feather, we say, don't need many, just one to pray with it. So there's many, you know, stories, you know, that are women, very important. Our women need to basically, because we carry a piece of everything that was given. But today, you know, the men try to argue, I don't know, the women were the keepers of the camp. They took care of the camp. They took care of the children, everything. You guys were out hunting, some stayed to watch over the camp. The other ones were hunters. And that's how our ceremony, the Okan, is run that way, too. So the men are doing everything. But the woman is in her fasting. It's very important about the woman who's in her fasting. So, I don't know. It's hard. It's really hard for a woman to be heard that. A lot of them just give up and say, oh, well, it's never going to change because, you know, everybody, we're not telling them to go into, back when they go live into teepees, you know, and stuff. They want to, they can, but that's not what we're saying, you know. So I like what the women are talking about now. And I always say that, gee, you know, there needs to be women that can come and help, you know, to, because we only have ones that argue or say something or what, you know. We have that same thing, you know, they're hateful and they're racist, and well, they think that we don't know anything, we're just a bunch of, you know, worthless people, huh? The only way, you know, to is through their way, which is a European religion, which Tariq always talks and says, you know, that you know what they're saying is not true. So I can't say it because I don't practice that. So you know, I used to always wonder, you know, what is the truth? Why do they fight over there? What's all really going on, you know? Because I know when we were in school, we were being taught about Christopher Columbus and Sunday church. Oh, we had, I went there a couple of times. I know they were talking about a man named Jesus, but I just leave and go jump on my bike and go to the water and hang out there. So I was confused as a young child. I thought Christopher Columbus was Jesus. You know? I had an innocent mind. But there's a lot, you know, the younger generation are really confused about it. And I understand why they're confused because I was the same way. So we have all this racist stuff still going on and a lot of things that we got to look at together. And I always like to hear elders because I watched that video, that Red Cry video, and I cried. Myself, I cried. And the reason why I cried, it brought tears to my eyes because I thought, gee, you know, look at these strong old ladies, man. I wish we still had grandmas up here like that, which we do, you know, but it just made me cry. It was the truth what they were saying, you know. And I thought, gee, now I know I'm not alone, you know. So that's how I feel. Everything that's happening. And that still happens. So, yeah. I'd rather let somebody else talk. So, thank you.
All right, Tariq, you have a question for Vina and Aunt Bernice. Go right ahead.
Yes. One moment. Okay. Aunt Bernice, I hope you could come tomorrow, both of you tomorrow, because this question is coming from my aunt from Lebanon, and she is 85 years old, and she raised me like her own son. But her question to you is, when your daughter or your son wants to get married, in your tradition, like our tradition, it is the job or the position of the mother, the aunt, and the sister to meet the other side of the parents, mother, aunt, and sister. That is the question.
Vina, you want to answer that?
I kind of understand what is it that he wants.
Well, they also wanted you and Auntie to come back on the show tomorrow night, too. So
oh,
if you want to save that understanding for tomorrow, we can. Tariq, is that good enough for you guys?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, because it's, yes, it's a big question, you know, because it's the woman that chooses, you know, the bride or the groom, but they are the ones who are in charge, and yes, we could do that for tomorrow's show.
Is there any more callers? Is David Clark on there from Utah? David, are you tuned in? Anyone else? Introduce yourself before we close the show. David Clark's number is 801 number.
He's not here.
No one else? Any other callers?
You can't.
Yo.
Who is this? Who is this?
Introduce yourself. It's your little brother. This is Jabril. This is Salam. I'm calling from Detroit, the Independent Telugu Nation.
Okay, what's your question for Auntie and them? What's your question? What's your question? Come on.
My question for Auntie is, I want to ask her, y'all be quiet. I want to ask Auntie, what should the women out here in this part of the world, what's her advice to the women, the elder women here, because there's some elder sisters here that can help them along in the traditional fashion of reaching the younger generation, the younger women.
Vina.
Yes.
Le chalak es Jibril le wonakho kwion ki tropiko. Oske le na wakhanj ak wakam ki hecha. Wa on spekile toske anti yen ha. Wa on spekile na wion ki yanka ki na toske wakhanj ak hopi hecha se eto ka on spekha ki ak he toske ichukta he. He wi chokha ki le anti yun khapi. Ta tui oki he hata wogla ke oki na nisha interpret ya oyaki yes ka yangste roske chano ya kempik de niegte as trokel unti o trokel e tui oki ake na hechus e wakaki trapi hena et ya wona ho roske wakhanje hena hechus e kaus pe chak ya ki hena sloyab chimpi o he cha wona ho ki he
they want to know how you could teach the younger women, how do you teach them? Is that what she's like? You know, you how we talk. Okay, when you go out to ma, now the good show for people won't care. Won't go to come sign you how we talk. Okay, that's what I'm being. Me talk, me talk. You know, that's what I'm. Me talk about Kaiser. You know, now how the foster children are. So I'm on welfare. Go with you know. I want what she talk. 30 days. I want to talk about Kaiser. I'm not going to be able to do it.
And I never stepped in. So it's hard. Yeah, she's a lot of special community. We're going to. We won't speak to her. Honey, I'm going to be a monkey. 9 years old, huh? Way humble away, you have to. Hey, Tasha, hey, that's the Democrats, huh? Hey, Tasha, what's for the house in the world? Hey. Makaja, tika lohe ha wai ha wala wai ha cha. Lila, we ha, pedu da koi haas. Itu e ni ukiya kresne anak ke khume. Me ku hoi stian si ha wala ska anak ke khuma cha. Lila te khira kif ha cha. Kaises, pis kaises. Acha buka che ke ti tina ki ti hita. Yu kare ha kisne. Ta wokok peke na ku. Ta ku kia wokok peke.
What Auntie said there, Jibril, was that it's up to these women to really look at the younger generation to teach them this understanding. She did, you know, do some work as a foster parent when the social service asked her to have these children be placed in Aunt Bernice's care. So she did. So some of them didn't want to listen because the way they were taught at their home. Okay? But the younger ones, they picked it up. So when they picked it up, they understood the fairness and balance between a mom and a grandma. And so she urged those women to do the same. If the older ones don't want it, work on the younger generation. And in Lakota, we call it a wichoi chache chikala, meaning the younger generation, okay? And she also said that because of this way of life, okay, because we're in a multicultural environment, we're struggling real hard to try to maintain the balance. In Lakota, we say, meaning, if we teach this younger generation, they can get back on that red world for the future. So, Auntie, you asked a good question right there. I want to sing this song for Auntie and for all the youth, because Auntie said that her mother taught her these understandings, how to be that matriarch. And that's what Auntie's saying. From her mom's own dream, her own dream is where the knowledge came from her. Her mom's dream is what gave her that understanding. So this song we're going to sing for Auntie and my sister Vina, and then, yes, we're going to invite them back next week, or tomorrow night on the show. But I want to sing this song to Auntie. It's the song that she always requests during when we have meetings down there and at the Sundance. So this is the song I'm going to honor Auntie tonight with. I'm going to sing it for Auntie. So I'm going to sing this song for Auntie in honor of all of you, because this is the song she likes.
Yeah, I hi, 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 hi,
Yeah, I hi hi oh hey oh hey 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 oh. Yeah, hey hi 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 oh hey oh hey 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 yeah, I hi hi oh hey oh hey 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 oh. I hi 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 yeah, I hi hi hey hoy. Yeah, I hi hi hey hoy. Yeah, I hi hi oh hey oh hey 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 oh. We honor Aunt Bernice tonight and all the past and present grandmothers that were part of the Wounded Knee Takeover in 1973, and also for all the loved ones that had a memorial doings that's coming up on December 29th, the Wounded Knee Massacre, Lila Ota, Wichoni Eki Gnanka, Chunkpe Opi Timala, Hena Insha Chiwaheki, Wichuki Ksuyape, Heuncha Oloa, all here. I sing that song in all of everybody that has loved ones laying there, myself included. My grandpa's laying down there. Nuche Waniche, he was the leader of the Chante Tinza Okola Kiche. Het Chokashila Waki, Chankpe Opi, Hetcha Insha, Kat Iam Na Egna Kapi. So my grandpa's laying there. In English, his name is No Ears. This is what the honor song I gave to Aunt Bernice and my sister Vina. And as we close, is there any other last-minute comments for Auntie and Bernice? Anyone have some last-minute comments?
Yeah.
For me, I thank them a lot. And I would like for them to come back on tomorrow. Anytime, like, that helped us women. Well, thank you.
Vina, they ask you and Auntie to come back on tomorrow night's show. Are you guys agreeable?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else have questions for Auntie and Vina?
Yes, we want to say thank you for sharing that wisdom with us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Oh.
All right. All right, people.
Minutes.
As we come to closing the show, anyone else got one more question? Or anyone else got a closing remark for Auntie and my sister, Vina?
Yeah, we need a date for that next Sunday.
Vina, they want the date for the next Sundance next year.
It's usually in August, about the second week.
You heard that, Jabril?
Okay, second week of August.
Yeah, I'll keep you informed. But in the meantime, we're going to try to keep Auntie and Vina on the show because Auntie's getting up there in age and, you know, she needs all that support. If you guys can... Okay, listening audience, do this for Chanupa. I love my auntie, okay? So I want you all to take her phone number down and do call her and then encourage her and talk with her. And Sister Vina, if you can give Auntie's phone number out, we'd appreciate it. You guys listen. My sister Vina is going to give you Auntie's phone number. Call her and talk with her and visit with her. She gets very lonely at times, so she needs your voice of encouragement to help her. So here's my sister going to give you Auntie's phone number.
It's 605-455-2590.
Did you guys catch it?
One more time.
Hello? One more time.
605-455-2590.
For
I
some of you that didn't catch it, it's 605-455-2590.
We got it.
All right. Well, let me close this show with this understanding, and I'm going to do it quick in Lakota and in English. Kokel metake pitako le chalakes e kowiwa na ham. Shukshimi koki iwogla kokile hena wichak hapi. Na lila ota wichoka on kit hapi ki wichoy chake kile na lechuse etu amshnina wichoy kile oispab chimshni. Mila haska tha oa apche natako le na mila haska kako hechus e wichoy chake ihakab kusha etu ampe heuncha tagni waste ichache okisne es chik chik ala kilena le chalakes et chimwa lechus et chumi wa kile chimwa kile etcha egna na chik ala kilena kaons pe chaki abhanta wa ons pe kilechus e ochanko hechus e oispakte na ichache api na ha chuksim it chaki wogla keke he e hani Unchit hoki he, ichaki ekina awanke kehe, wasloi kilena wanspe kehe, tik alaunham, hena echa wichakup, he on, tokata ke wana, wane toki isam lessons e wankal hinazi, isa hookish ne as icheliana kasni chawana, kuiwaki, inat hoki awanke. E honey hechus e le wolak hota wanspe kile wianke hena e honey you happy. Chahe o tiwai kilena awan chankapi. Na awala kabo kihip. Ho, taku lena iwogla ka o kile lechta etu ki wichakhap. Chahiani ki ake, ampeto o aste lechus e ptala o kina jib na ha. Toske lena taku iwogla ka o kniepik te mitak yepi. Lila ota taku waste e chanup. Nechta etu kile hile kachi mitaki iomakpi. So, huh, wahoake, is to kala chuksimit hoki. So, huh, wahoake ki, oas de lechins e o consula tima hiupi na woglakap. Hohena isha hexins e ewa tuana ha, aku lena lechins e wolak hote e chetka, wochichakok lena wichokke. He on, woke ki lena yanke. Hohechins e ewa ganaki. Vina, if you and Auntie want to say a last-minute thought before we close the show, go right ahead.
I'd like to thank everybody that's listening and that asked questions, and we did the best way we can to try to have people understand what we were asked and what we gave you guys. So thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you guys again tomorrow.
Ha ho, wopila head shocks to.
All
right, you guys, we'll see you all tomorrow on the Indigenous Voices of People. Good night, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Hokai from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. In honor of Aunt Bernice Whitehawk and my sister Vina. They're my family, and I love them both. Take care, and we'll see you all tomorrow night on the Indigenous Voices of People. Remember, people, it's your show. Hokahe, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Tariq.
Naam.
Tariq.
Yes.
Jibril. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Kaifa halak?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I haven't talked to you in a while. Just want to, before you go, just give you a salam. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah. Is things good over there for you?
We are having a lot of issues happening in San Diego lately.
Well, you know, the dunya is full of trials. The world is full of tests and trials, you know. So the thing is, Inna Allahumma asabirin. Verily, the Creator with the one, he'd be patient, but to keep the struggle, keep the jihad, the fight is always going.
Inshallah.
You know, so, keep going, man, and stay strong, stay in the remembrance of our Creator, And Mother Earth, you know, she's going to do her part, whether we going straight or going crooked or whatever. Everything is doing what it's supposed to do except us. And with that type of knowledge, you keep making the effort, then the fruits are going to come. Like we got the grandma Bernice giving advice to the younger women and for the grandkids. All the same teachings from all over the world, because the universal teaching of goodness came from our Creator, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Wakantaka, so many ways you can say it in so many different languages. Mm-hmm. Our Creator has been is a great Creator for all of us, but He gave us the fortitude to do this struggle for keep the balance. Like Chinupa talked about fairness and balance. You're going to have corruptors, and you're going to have those who fight against corruption. You're going to have day, you're going to have night. Everything going to have two sides. So
exactly.
No plural opposite. So just, I don't want to talk too much, man, but I'm doing the show, and I just want to give you, reach out, give you the greetings, man, and we all praying for each other, and we keep giving advice to one another, helping one another. You got things going on over there. You know, we got a lot of brothers over there. We can put you in touch with other brothers, too. I know you know probably a lot of brothers over there, too.
Your area code is 406?
No, 313.
Okay. I'm going to write down the number, and I'm going to call you right back. I'm going to make a...
Okay.
And I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Okay. Inshallah. All right.
Yeah. As-salamu. Okay. Well, everyone who's watching, come tomorrow's show, Indigenous Voices of People, 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time, or Mountain Time, 5 o'clock. And as you see, my family was asking about the pipe, the sacred pipe. So, inshallah, tomorrow, you know, I have another question, big question about marriage. And we will talk to Aunt Bernice and Kanupa's sister about marriage. Have a good night, everyone.